Lekutas Sichas Chelik Tezvav Parsha Chayesora Sicha Beis. If in Pasuk Hashem Elokei Hashamayim Asher Lekachani Beis Avi Me'eretz Moladati, and the Pasuk where Avraham Avinu says to Eliezer, Hashem, the God of the heavens that took me from the home of my father and from the land of my birth, etc. Was Avraham Avinu had gesagt zu Eliezer, and Stolzach Rashi, if the Verta Hashem Elokei Hashamayim Asher Lekachani Beis Avi, Rashi quotes the words from the Pasuk. Hashem Elokei Hashamayim Asher Lekachani Beis Avi, and is mefarish, and he explains as follows. V'loi Omar V'lekeya Oretz. Over here he doesn't say, and the God of the earth, he says the God of the heavens. Ulamayla Omar Vashbiachan, earlier he said, in the Pasuk Vashbiachan, which was four psukim earlier over there, he did mention Elokeia Oretz. Omaloi, because he said to him, Avraham Avinu said to Eliezer, Achshavu Elokei Hashamayim Elokei Oretz. Now Hashem is recognized as the God of the heavens and the God of the earth too. Sheir Galte Bifi Abriyas, because I made his name accustomed. People are comfortable with the in the mouth of the creation. In other words, the people are now able to speak about Hashem. Avol Kishlo Kachani. But when Hashem took me out of the home of my father, then he was only the God of the heavens. Over there, he reigned supreme. But he wasn't known on earth. Because the people of the on earth did not recognize him, and his name was not commonly known on earth. So Rashi explains the difference why over there it says Hashem Elokei Hashamayim Elokei Haaretz, and over here it only says Elokei Hashamayim. Learning the Bepashtus, if you learn this Rashi on the simple level, on the surface, Kumt Rashi Bavaran and Demtam Hashini in the Psukim, Rashi is coming to explain why there is a difference in the two Psukim. But in them Pasuk, that in this Pasuk, the current, the one that we're talking about now, Zokta Nishvel Keres, he doesn't mention and God of the earth. In the Friedrich Pasuk, Zokta Vashbiach, Abalakea Shemayim Velakea Oretz. Earlier, when Avraham Avinu said to Eliezer, and he administered an oath that he would follow through on a shlichas the way Avraham told him to, so he said, I administer an oath by the name of Hashem, the God of the heaven and the God of the earth. So why is there a difference? Why there did he reference Hashem as the God of the earth too, and over here he only mentions him as the God of the heaven? Is this Rashi Masbir? Rashi explains it in this way. Omaloi Achshav Hu Elokei Hashamayim. He said to him, now he is the God of the earth as well. But earlier, when Avraham Avinu was talking in this pasuk, he said, when Hashem took me out of the house of my father, back in Haran. So over there, he wasn't yet known as the God of the earth. Lefize dafna befashtein, but according to this, we have to understand. Number one, the shinui is doch nor in them was in the pasuk state nor Elokei Hashamayim. The difference is only in the fact that over here it says only the Elokei Hashamayim. Olamaylo state doch Elokei Oretz, where earlier it also references Hashem as the God of the earth. Tofavos is Rashi matik oich dem vort Hashem. Then why does Hashem also Rashi also quote the word Hashem Elokei Hashamayim in this Rashi here? Because that the word Hashem appears in both places, so there's no question about the word Hashem. So why does Rashi include that into the quote of the pasuk? Number two, why does Rashi also quote from the pasuk the rest of the pasuk, which says, "Who took me out of the home of my father?" Those words have nothing to do with the question, why does it say Hashamayim Elokei Haaretz over there, but it doesn't say here? What does that have to do with Asher Lekachani Beis Avi? V'afal piyaz b'pashtus, and although you could say that if you look at it simply, is it a smaitik slib dem v'asazokt v'ayta b'pirushay? The reason he quotes that in the from the pasuk is because in the explanation that Rashi gives, he quotes those words. Aval kishul kachanim beis avi, but when Hashem took me out of the home of my father, then Hashem was only the God of the heaven. So therefore, Rashi includes it into the quote. Is doch das Gufe nicht verstandig? This in itself needs to be understood, as will be explained later why this needs to be understood. And then a third question: why does Rashi have to point out here, but he doesn't mention Elokeya Oretz? Azach vos men zedus alein, something that in the pasuk it's obvious that he's only saying Hashem Elokeya Shemayim. So why does he Rashi have to say, but he doesn't say Elokeya Oretz? That's right in the pasuk that he doesn't say it. Erot gedaft onhoibim. He should have simply launched into his explanation by saying Ulamaila Omar, whereas earlier he said Elokeh Haaretz, and you would see right away the discrepancy. Over here he doesn't say Elokeh Haaretz, and over there he does say Elokeh Haaretz. Why does Rashi have to say, but here he doesn't say Elokeh Haaretz? From Loshon Rashi is Mashma, so therefore from the way Rashi writes it, it seems that Rashi points out he doesn't say Elokeya Oretz over here, meaning to say that it should have said Elokeya Oretz regardless of what it says earlier, whether it said earlier Elokeya Oretz or not. Here it should have said Elokeya Oretz. That's why Rashi says, why doesn't he say Elokeya Oretz? That's why Rashi expresses wonderment. Why doesn't he say Elokeya Oretz? It should have said Elokeya Oretz. And it's only that, and especially that you compare it to the earlier pasuk where it does say Elokeya Oretz, that makes the question even more. But the question is valid even if earlier it wouldn't have said Elokeya Oretz. It should say Elokeya Oretz here regardless. It becomes even more. Earlier he did say it. Why doesn't he say it here? That makes the question even more. He can say that the reason that Rashi considers that it should say over here Velikeya Oretz is nor the far weil das steht frier by Vashbiacha. It's hard to say that Rashi, that the only reason Rashi feels that it should say Velikeya Oretz over here is because earlier it did say Elokeya Oretz, and that's the only reason. And that, so therefore, when Rashi emphasizes it here, but he doesn't say Elokeya Oretz, is only to articulate clearly his question, to show the difference between the way it is for Psukim earlier and the way it is over here. But that's the only reason. He doesn't have any other reason why he thinks that it should say Elokeya Oretz here. He can say that. Because Noisef al Hanal the Maikamashalam, because in addition to what we asked before, that it's obvious and clear from the pasuk that it doesn't say Velikei Oretz, why does Rashi have to articulate that? Is Akoponim Hot Rashi Gedaf Shreiben Behepech HaSeder? But even if you do want to say that it's only about it said earlier Velikei Oretz, then Rashi should have written it in the opposite order. First he has to point out that earlier it does say Elokeya Oretz, and then he can ask his question. Now becomes the question, since earlier it said Elokeya Oretz, so then why over here doesn't it say Elokeya Oretz? But Rashi puts it the other way. Here he doesn't say Elokeya Oretz, but earlier he did say Elokeya Oretz. If it was only based on the fact that it said earlier, then it should have said that first and then point out that over here it doesn't say Velikei Oretz. So therefore the Rebbe is back to, there is a reason why it should say Velikei Oretz regardless of whether it said it earlier or not. Question number four. Rashi weist on dem Ort von Shinui. Rashi points us to where the change, where it's different. By Vashbiacha. Mitnvort Lomailom Vashbiacha, he tells you in the Pasuk Vashbiacha, it says Elokeya Oretz. Undem Etzem Shinui, but the very change where it's, the fact that it does say Elokeya Oretz, as a minor state Elokeya Oretz, is Rashi Blaiz Menames Mitnvort Vegoimer. That Rashi only alludes to by saying Vegoimer, look at the rest of the Pasuk, you'll see that it says Elokeya Oretz. Is this atmiya kfula? So this makes a double question. First of all, the verta velikei aretz ad ben geizei, vos ben geizei is the shaila. The words velikei aretz, which is the essence of the question, That's the difference. That's what Rashi is trying to address. Is Rashi in Gantz Nishmatik? Those words he doesn't even say. He just says V'goymer. Look it up. Und dafke dem Wort Vashbiacha, and the word Vashbiacha was is klaunit shaykh to the shayla, which has nothing to do with the question what the beginning of the pasuk is about, is a yamaitik that he does bring the word Vashbiacha. He brings for some reason a simon of the pasuk is bechal ibrik. And in fact, to tell us where the pasuk is by writing the word Vashbiacha, now you know which pasuk it's in, is really unnecessary in this case. Why? Then Rashi zok lemaila omer v'gam elikei aretz, because Rashi would have simply said, whereas earlier he did say v'elikei aretz. Where earlier, you would ask? Vot megevuz v'elcha pasuk emet. You would know immediately which pasuk he's referring to. V'bal d'shteit in demzobim hemshchah, because it's a part of this same story. In Gan Sefer Psukim Friya, only four psukim earlier. So you would know immediately that just before, in the same conversation, Avram Avinu said V'lekeya Aretz. Now, four psukim later, he just says V'lekeya Shamayim. Why does he have to give you the word Vashbiacha so you know which pasuk it is? It's just as easy to look up the words V'lekeya Aretz as it is the words Vashbiacha. So why does he have to bring the word Vashbiacha and leave out the word V'lekeya Aretz? Mevot l'chayri gekent maz bezayin. It would seem that we could explain the Letz Tetzvei Shailos HaKlaponim Ubedoichik, at least the two final questions about Vashbiacha. We could force the answer this way. As Rashi Shaila Do is Be'ikim Etzadam Vord Vashbiacha, that the Rashi's question comes from the word Vashbiacha, that Avram Avinu is administering an oath to Eliezer. So that leaves that's what creates the question. What is the question? In unza pasuk where Avram Avinu zogt Hashem Elokei Hashamayim, in our pasuk where Hashem where Avram Avinu was saying that Hashem, the God of the heaven, who yishlach malach lefanecha, he will send his angel before you, with you, along with you, v'lakachta isha levni misham, and you will find, he will help you find a wife for my son. In other words, Avram Avinu was saying that Hashem, he will help you in your mission. So since in this pasuk Avraham Avinu is talking about Hashem's involvement in what's going on in the world, he will help you down here to be able to fulfill your mission, that you should be able to find a wife for Yitzchak. For that reason it should say Elokei Aretz dafka in this pasuk, because in this pasuk we're talking about Hashem functioning and operating in the world here on earth. Whereas in the earlier pasuk where Avraham Avinu was administering an oath to Eliezer, that's talking about Avraham Avinu administering the oath. He's telling him, swear that you're not going to go, you won't take a girl from here, you're going to go back to my family. Vos er is given avdi v'skambe. So who is he administering the oath to? To the loyal, faithful servant of Avraham Avinu for many years. The doilu mashkim et hezrabi l'achirim, Eliezer, who used to teach Avraham Avinu's teachings to other people as well. So in other words, he's a person that is well versed in Avraham Avinu's beliefs. So when you're talking to Eliezer, administering an oath, it's enough to say Hashem, the God of the heavens, swear by him. Over there it doesn't seem so important to say V'lekeya Aretz. But in fact what Avraham Avinu said was the exact opposite. Avraham at Meisu given V'lekeya Aretz by V'ashbiyacha. In fact, Avraham Avinu added the words V'lekeya Aretz when he's administering the oath, where it seems unnecessary. Unzaktas nishin dem pasuk, and he doesn't mention V'lekeya Aretz in this pasuk, v'dah sat l'cheri yegid avtshtein, where here it should have said, because he's talking about Hashem helping him down here on earth. So that's the reason that there is such a the fact that it's changed becomes even more difficult because of the word Vashbiacha, and that's why Rashi mentions Vashbiacha. Seems like a pretty good answer. But it's difficult to say that this is what it's about. Shver, the andere Shailos Hanal, in addition to the fact that the first three questions still remain, are not answered by this answer. The question of why it says Hashem in Rashi, the word Hashem. Why does he say Hashel Kachani Bebeis Ovi? And why does Rashi have to articulate V'loi Omar V'likei Ha'aretz? But in addition to the fact that those questions still remain, about this answer itself, the Lefiza Rashi Gedav Brengim Mitchilus Perusha Be'ikad Mehemeshach V'siyim HaKozavu Yishlach Malach Elefanecha. Then Rashi should have quoted, he should have also said from the earlier, from this pasuk, Hu Yishlach Malach Elefanecha, that it's talking about Hashem helping him down here on earth, Lekachta Isha Levni Misham. Because that's it's just like it's based on Vyashbiyacha, it's also based on these words from this pasuk. So you should have quoted these words too. Or at least they should have said V'goymer, so that you know to look up those words in the pasuk. Since this is the crux of the question, but in this pasuk Rashi doesn't mention what now seems to be the issue of the question. Whereas in Vashbiyacha, in the previous pasuk, he does have to mention. So that question would still remain. Gimel. Euch darf man verstehen, kamen Protein mit die Jukim in dem Teres of Bier von Rashi. We also have to understand a few of the details in the answer of Rashi. Number one. Euch kavanus Rashi bepurushe is, this is Mashma bepashtas, if the intention of Rashi in his answer is as it seems from the surface reading, as mitten shin loy loshem free lekesh mayim lekeretz on itz nor lekesh mayim, that the difference in the way Avram Avinu said it first mentioning lekeretz and here not, hot Avram gemeit madgezayin dem untershed, Avram meant to emphasize the difference as achshav now sher galti vavol shlochani, now that I made Hashem's name common and known in the world, so therefore he's now Elokei Ha'aretz, whereas earlier he was not Elokei Ha'aretz. Is nishmuvim favos Rashi is moisev omaloi achshav. So then why does Rashi say he said to him, in other words Avraham Avinu was saying to Eliezer the difference, why does he have to add these words, he's saying to him unheip nishton zambir achshav Elokei Ha'shemayim Elokei Ha'aretz, why doesn't he simply explain the difference? Now he's the God of the heavens, but not the God of the earth. Then he was the God of the heavens, but not of the earth. Why does he say Amaloi? He said to him, Al derech v'sidoloshen in Sifri and Medrash, as in fact it appears in Sifri and Medrash, v'oshteit nisht Amaloi, where it doesn't say he said to him, that Avram said to Eliezer, it just says, pointing out the difference based on the difference of how whether Hashem is known on the earth or not. So why does Rashi add the words Amalei? From Loshen Amalei is Muchach. When Rashi says the words Amalei, it seems that Rashi learned as der inyan von Achshavu Lekesh Mayim Lekei Ha'aretz, that this idea that now Hashem is also the God of the earth, hat Avram Mazbig even to Eliezer and Nishbleitz Duch and Shani L'Shoinai, that Avram articulated it to Eliezer, not just by the fact that he changed the wording, he didn't mention Elokei Ha'aretz there, but he does mention it here. Nor durchan amira mefereshes. It's not just that he alluded to it by changing the words, but that he actually articulated it to him. So and he said it over here. When azoy is oich nikir from arichas loshen Rashi, and this also seems from the way Rashi speaks at length. Usually Rashi doesn't give as much explanation about an idea. He speaks briefly, whereas here he talks a lot. He explains a lot about it. Sher galte b'fiabriyos, I made him accustomed, Hashem's name accustomed in the mouth of the people. Avol and shaloyoyo ba'olam akirim boy. But then he says that the people of the world did not recognize him. And his name was not commonly known in the earth. Three times saying the same idea in different words. And it's like Hashem speaking on behalf of Hashem, like sort of explaining Hashem's whether he's known or not. Oib alz volt Avraham Avinu gezogt is given. again, oib als was Avraham Avinu had gesagt, is given nishmer vidashina benegei velikei ha'oretz. If all Avraham Avinu was trying to say, explain, was his difference of using elikei ha'oretz, hat Rashi gedaft nor farem for nem shinui. He should have, Rashi only had to explain the difference. Achshav u lekei shemayim velikei ha'oretz, avu shtochanu beisavi, hoya lekei shemayim veloya elikei ha'oretz. He simply had to say, now he's the God of the heaven and earth, then he was only the God of the heaven, period. That explains the whole thing. From the Marichas Vasignan, but from his, the way Rashi repeats it again and again, and the words that he uses is Muvan as Dosot Avram Gezokt Mefurish. It seems that Avram was actually explaining it. He wasn't just alluding to it by making a change, but that he was actually articulating these words to Eliezer. So he's nishmuva, and so then we have to understand vuiz merumas and pasuk as da is b'chal given an amir of Avram to Eliezer. Where in the pasuk do we find any evidence that Avram Avinu actually said these things to Eliezer? And number two, b'frad de prati advarim in their amir, especially all these words, you know, explaining it again and again, that he took so long to explain it in detail and so on. Where do we see it? Bay is a second question. Rashi is mamshich avol kashulukachani bebeis avi hari lekei shemayim lekei aretz. But when he took me out of my father's home, then he was only the God of the heaven, not of the earth. L'maynaf gemina as dos is given in the tzeitven lukachani bebeis avi. Why does Rashi have to say when he took me out of my father's home, then he was? What's the difference when it was? But earlier he wasn't the God of the earth. Hein emes, and it's true. You might be able one answer as Rashi banutzich mitn loshen hakosov v'shteid badem, that Rashi is actually just using the words of the pasuk itself. Hashem elokei shemayim hashulchanim beisavi, as Avram said, Hashem, the God of the heaven that took me out of from my father's home, and that's why Rashi uses those words. But you can't say that. Aber in pasuk is dizach di kavona. In Avram's dibur, goran andere, because the words that Avram uses, ashelu kachani bebeis avi, have a completely different context and use in that pasuk. So oisrechen in the teivas what the Eibishtad geton se'em lo kachani bebeis avi meres miladati. All Avram is trying to say over there with those words is he's articulating to Eliezer all the favors and the things that Hashem has done on behalf of Avram. He took me out of my father's home, and he took me out of that place where I was born, Vashadibali, and that he spoke to me, and he did all these good things, and he promised me. So he's saying to Eliezer, Hashem, who did all these good things for me, was the far that that's why I am confident that he will continue to do nice things, and he will send his angels with you, and that you will be successful in this work, in this mission. That's what Avram is trying to say there. That's the context of Lekachani Mebeis Avi in that pasuk. Vos dikavana is nishnegeyin da'asbara from the mshinui. And this, the meaning of those words as they are found in that pasuk, have nothing to do with why Avram changed Elokei Ha'aretz. He didn't say Elokei Ha'aretz over there. So therefore the question is back, why is it important when exactly Hashem was only the God of the heavens and not of the earth? Number three, Baim Zman Fun Achshav Sokt Rashi Nor Shil Galtiv Bifnei Bifi Abriyes. When Rashi gets to, however, things have changed now, and now people are comfortable with Hashem's name, that's all he says. I made him, his name, a custom in the mouth of the people. Da'kegem b'im zman fun shlila, whereas when he talks about the fact that Hashem was not known on earth, is Rashi Meisif. There he adds another more. Shaloi hayu b'ya elam akirim b'ya, the people of the world did not recognize him. Shmoy loy hayu ragul b'aretz, his name was not a custom on the earth. So he says he uses two terms to explain the fact that Hashem was not known on earth. But when he is known on earth, he only uses one term. So it would seem that also in explaining the difference, how things have changed now, he should have also added that which is different about the first expression that Avram used, shekartiv etzel boy oilam. Over there it said he was not known to the people of the earth. So he said, now I made him known to the people of the earth. But he doesn't say anything like that. Here he only he says one thing, that how things have changed, whereas over there, there were two things in which Hashem was not known on earth. Dalit, Rashi, fourth question. Rashi manutzdo anayim befirusha oizdruk. Rashi here uses a new, at least to him, Rashi hasn't used this term before, a new expression, boy oilam, the people who roam the earth, so to speak. And he changes the common usage, which he used actually in this Rashi itself. Habriyas, the people. Boy Oilam. What does Boy Oilam mean? Masai mitadritin loshen ba'aretz. And then he concludes with a third expression, on earth. So he changes the expressions from Boy Oilam, Habriyas, ba'aretz. His name was not known on earth. Why so many different expressions? Number five, Babriyas Zokter Hirgaltiv. By the word Babriyas, it says, I made him accustomed, I made them accustomed to using his name. Shmoiloi Hoyerogil, his name was not common. Baboy Oilam Makirimboy, when he talks about Boy Oilam, it says, recognize him. So there's a difference between accustomed to mentioning his name or not recognizing him. Again, he changes expressions, and there's all kinds of expressions going on, and we have to understand, what are all these different expressions? What do they signify? Why is Rashi making so many changes, using so many different terms, new terms, and what does it all mean? That men das alles verstehen, behagdem atmiya klolus in dem pirush Rashi. So we'll understand all this by first explaining a general question about this Rashi. Why is it important here, in this context, in dem hemshech hadibur von Avram mit Eliezer, in this discussion that Avram Avinu was having with Eliezer, vegna shidduch v'yitzchok, which is talking about a shidduch v'yitzchok, why here is it important, dem inyan as achshavu l'kei shemayim v'l'kei ha'aretz? Why is Avram Avinu bringing in this idea that earlier Hashem was not known on earth, now he's known on earth? What does it have to do with looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak? Avokos shulchanim beis aviyar lekeshmaim lekei oretz. Why does he have to explain this concept to Eliezer right here in this middle of this conversation? What does it have to do with this? Is the bir bazeh? So the explanation of why Avraham Avinu finds it necessary to say this now is because as follows: b'shas Avraham Avinu ad bashvorin Eliezerin, when Avraham Avinu made Eliezer swear, Asher le'tikach isha levni mibnois k'naknani, do not take a wife for my son from the daughters of the Knani, Asher anochi yesh v'kirbay, amongst whom I live, ki el arzi v'lem el adati teilech, I want you to go to my birthplace, to the place from where I come, and that's where you should find her. Is fashtandik, from this we understand, as Avram vilnish v'yitzchok n'ashem ibnois isha mibnois haknani, that Avram does not want for Yitzchak a wife from the Knani girls. Even though now Avram Avinu is living here and he has his influence on the people that live around him, still he doesn't want to have a wife for Yitzchak from these girls. Even though they are all close to Avram, they live close by, therefore under somewhat under his influence. From deswegen will Avram dafke the arzi umaladati dafke. Avram Avinu wants a woman dafke from the place where he was born. Ube pashta satam, and the reason for this is so lib dem myla vasayindik from mishpachas Avram, because there is a disquality that they are from the same family as Avram. Zaynezim itzadatzman besa, therefore genetically they're better people. Edeler, they're more refined, closer to those characteristics that Avram holds dear to his own characteristics, the things that he considers to be important. Hot Eliezer, the Reif Gefreg, so this Eliezer asks, maybe she won't want to come with me. How am I going to schlep her from there to bring her here? What happens if she doesn't want to come? Can I bring Yitzchak over there? Can I offer them that Yitzchak will come here and marry you here? Bibald, so what was his question? Bibald, das ist doch an Ort, was jetzt aus dem Mischam. Since, as Avraham said, this is where I come from. These are the people that I want to marry into. So therefore, Avraham kommt von dort, and that's where he comes from. Hat dort geleb, that's where he used to live. Volk masim given as oz, ashiv, as bin chahin. So therefore, it's not unreasonable to say that I'll bring Yitzchak over there. That's a good place. That's where Avraham comes from. Those are the people that are his kin. Those are the people that are like him. So why shouldn't I bring Yitzchak there? Umbishas Avraham atem geemfed. So what was Avraham's response? He said, no. No, absolutely no. Pen Toshev is Bni Shama, there's no way. It's out of the question that you should bring my son back over there. Had Gimuzba Eliezer Vernatmiya Gadela. Eliezer must have had this confusion. What's going on here? Mimanashech, because either way, Oib der Ard Vasyatsasa Misham, if the place where Avram came from, the place that he was born, has such a quality as that it's only from there that you can pick a wife for my son. So why is Avram so against the idea that Yitzchak should be brought over there? If it's such a good place, why not bring Yitzchak there? So Eliezer must have been confused. He doesn't understand what Avram wants. Uli'idach, and on the other hand, Oibs is be'ike vichtig unchoshev, the art of Avram gefinzich itzt. But now that Avram is saying, no, you have to bring her here. This is where it's going to happen. In other words, the place that Avram lives now, that's what's important. He doesn't want that Yitzchak should leave from Avram's presence. From Avram's oversight and Avram's influence, Yitzchak has to be around Avram. So in other words, here, this is the place for him to be. Afila hin vusis givem elada to shel Avram, and that the Yitzchak cannot be brought even to the place where Avram comes from. Val dashpaf and Avram of divas eres bekir bevet vekt ibe de mailo van artsay, because in the end, Avram's influence in where he lives now is more important than where he comes from, and that's why Yitzchak, the wife has to be brought here, and Yitzchak has to remain here, and they have to live here under Avraham Avinu's influence. So then the question is, why can't I just pick a wife from here if under your influence is what's important? So let's get a girl here, because that's where Avraham lives, that's where he has influence, so why not just bring a wife from here? So that's the confusion. So therefore we have to say that Avram was somehow addressing this question that Eliezer had, and that he was explaining the situation to him. And even the psukim do not articulate that answer that Avram gave to Eliezer, but somehow it's alluded to. And that's what Rashi means when he says that he didn't say in this case Elikeya Oretz, whereas earlier where he said Vashbiacha he did. Number one, the funus muchach as Avram had gegeman emferev der tmiya. From this we see that Avram Avinu gave an answer to this contradiction of from there or not from there, from here. What's Obamela is moving another inyan from Akshavulakay Avakushlochani is negated to Techna Shlichus and Eliezer. And it also becomes clear that this whole idea that now he is the God of the earth too, then he was only God of the heaven, all this is integral to the Shlichus that Eliezer is going on now. He has to explain this to him now because it's important for him to understand what exactly he's trying to accomplish. Eliezer must know this. Vahabir, so to explain it, Rashi Stelzich, a diverter, Hashem Elokei Shemayim Vashel Kachani Mebeisabi. Rashi addresses the words, Hashem, the God of the heavens, that took me out of my father's home. On his Medayik, and from there he understands, as Vibald, as Boro Elokim Esu Shemayim Esu Oretz, that since Hashem is the one that created the heavens and the earth, and still Avram didn't say Elokeya Oretz, is muchach as deveter Elokeya Shemayim zan enish gezokt al stam shevach from the Meibishn. So from this we see, if he wanted to praise Hashem, He mentioned his name, so he adds some praise. Then he should have added the praise Hashem Elokei Hashemayim Elokei Haaretz, the Boreh Shamayim Vaaretz. So since he only said Elokei Hashemayim, it means that he wasn't stam, he wasn't just trying to add a praise to Hashem's name. Vibald Mendamon Zayin Nome, because he's mentioning Hashem's name, Al Derech V'Kel Elyon Kainu Shamayim Vaaretz, like when we say Kel Elyon, the God of above, so we add Kainu Shamayim Vaaretz, the one who created the heaven and earth, V'Shtei Tfiriyah, that which is written earlier in the Pasuk. Because if he only meant to add a praise to Hashem's name, then he should have said the full praise, which is Zogn Euch Vilikei Haaretz. So from this we know that he wasn't just adding praises. And also that earlier when he said, I will administer, also in regards to what he was said earlier, and I will administer, that he was administering an oath to Eliezer. Even earlier, where he does mention Elokei Haaretz, so then, therefore, you might say he added Elokei Haaretz. So he is saying praises. He's just adding praises to Hashem's name. But no, since he is administering an oath, was beim demonen dem shem avaye in mitten by Hashvua. So when you mention Hashem's name, because you mention Hashem's name in an oath, you do. But since it's in an oath, is nishmasim to mafsig zayin mitzdam divrei shevach. When you mention Hashem in that context, you don't add praises in the middle of an oath, of taking an oath. When the ribbit is Rashi matig vashbiacha, and that's why Rashi quotes the word vashbiacha from that pasuk. He addresses it by mentioning the word vashbiacha. From this we understand that since it's the middle of an oath, so what is he adding? You don't add praises in the middle of an oath. That's why Rashi says the word Vashbiacha, because that's the proof that this can't be just giving praises to Hashem. There must be another reason why Avraham Avinu is mentioning Elokei Hashemayim Elokei Haaretz. So therefore we must accept that both when he mentions Elokei Hashemayim over here and also when he mentioned both Elokei Hashemayim and Elokei Haaretz earlier in four psukim ago, are somehow related to what Avram was telling Eliezer. It's not just adding praises to Hashem. The mitot ha-mazvig and the tmiyah now. And through this, Rashi is addressing, or that Avram, Rashi tells us that Avram was addressing Eliezer's confusion. Because Memanav Shech, as he asked, you know, what's the problem? Either I'm taking a girl from here or there, can I bring Yitzchak and so on? The whole thing is contradictory. So Avram was trying to explain it to him. The far muz Rashi zogn omalei. That's why Rashi adds the word Avram told Eliezer. It wasn't just that he alluded to it through missing a word or adding a word. He actually explained it to him. He spelled it out to him. It's not just that from the change in his words, Eliezer could deduce what Avram had in mind. Not at all. He had to explain it to him. Not a inyavas Avram had gezokta mazvig events Eliezer, but rather it's something that Avram explained to Eliezer. And since Avram changed the wording, first he did mention Aretz, when it's Noraz Elokei Shemayim, and now he only mentions Elokei Shemayim, is moven as in the Mshinui is Merubas the Hasbara from Avram to Eliezer. So therefore it's clear that in this change will be understood what Avram was telling Eliezer. Amaloi, because he said to him, Achshavu Elokei Hashemayim Elokei Haaretz. Now he is Taka, the God of the heavens and the earth. Why? Sher Galta Bifi Abriz, because I made his name familiar to the word, to the people of the people. Because the mit falt up the Tmir Favasa Avram Vilnish Nem and the Ibnai Saknani Vnoyeshubikirbay, which answers the question why Avram does not want to take a girl from Knan, even though Avram lives here amongst them. For Amagamas Achshav is there Eibishter Dob b'mkayim shel Avram, because although Now Hashem Taka is familiar to the people over here. They mention him, they talk about him. And now he's become God even on earth. People are familiar with him, they mention him, and so on, and only because Avram lives here and he has spread the word. But although that's true, but it hasn't changed fundamentally the people so that the girls here now are fitting to be a wife to Yitzchak. While dos is nor in an eifeshahur galti b'fi abrius, because what Avram said, what did I accomplish here? I made the name of Hashem. They're comfortable with it. They mention it. Bloiza inyan fun regilus b'fi abrius, but in the end, it's just something that they say. They say it. They're familiar with it. Abenish kan shinian anhaga in the ma'ase, but it hasn't changed the people that they now behave according to Hashem's vision, to Hashem's ways. So in other words, it's only b'fi abrius, it's something which is external, but they are familiar. But when I came out of Choron from my father's house, then he was only the God of heaven and not the God of earth, because the people of the earth did not recognize him, and his name was not familiar on earth. What is he saying here? But on the other hand, that answers the question that Eliezer had, why can't I bring Yitzchak over there to where you come from? The answer is, Avram's influence over there, that he announced Hashem's name to the people of the world, this whole activity, this whole project of Avram, that at least he got the people to mention Hashem's name, is all that happened after Avram left Choron. When he was in Choron, even that didn't happen. But when I came out of my father's house from Choron, his name wasn't familiar even on earth. But Mele is their art from base Avi given and geblieben an Eifen fusiz nor location my belikeya of loya lokeyaretz, and therefore Choron over there, my place of birth, over there Hashem's name is not yet known. That remained the place where Hashem is still on only in the heaven. Say hab nish maki given them Eivishn, they don't recognize Hashem there, and Shmei loya yiragel baris, and his name is not familiar on earth. So through this change, Avraham Avinu was explaining to Eliezer why he can't go there and why it's not good enough to take somebody from here. Thereby is Rashi Meshane the Teirim Bechulakanal, and Rashi changes all these descriptions, these words, descriptive words, Befi Abriyos and so on, Ala Oretz. Do Zetmen Vider Amolei Vifel Yedavod Befirish Rashi V'Tachos Adiyuk. From all of these changes, we see how Rashi, every word is very accurate and specific. So the Rebbe introduces the changes that Rashi brings over here throughout this Rashi, at least in short and briefly. There's a pasuk that says that in the time of Enosh, the name of Hashem became mundane. They misused the name of Hashem. They used it for mundane things. Is Rashi Mefarish? Rashi says over there, Mat gemacht chulin von Shem Hashem, that they made Hashem's name cheap. Mat mit dem gerufen odem natzabim, they used Hashem's name and they applied it to people, they applied it to idols. They took Hashem's holy name and they applied it to people and even idols. The pasuk says, and Avram called Hashem's name, the Hashem of the world. is Rashi mefarish. What does Rashi say there? As Avraham adamult uvgeton, as mezol wissen, that Avraham accomplished, that people should know, as nishmishaliyah chaltem. What does it mean that he pronounced Hashem's name to the world? How did he do that? He gave people food to eat, and then he said, you have to understand that you're not eating my food, nor mishalam, that you're eating the food that Hashem, of the creator of the world, because the whole world belongs to the God of the world. So that's those two psukim. So based on this, we understand as number one, what do we get from these psukim? From the time of Enosh, they knew about Hashem's name. They knew Hashem's name. They used Hashem's name. But they cheapened it. It means they knew the name, but they didn't recognize what Hashem was. They didn't really understand what it was. Number two, Avram pronounced Hashem's name, till then they thought, as Mishaliya Chaltem, they considered that whatever they have belongs to them. And this is not only about food, this was true for everything. Everything that they have belongs to them. Is fashtandik as shmoidloi hoyerogil. If everybody considers everything that they have to be theirs and that they got it, so then it means that Hashem's name was not common. It wasn't that they were used to recognizing Hashem and that everything belongs to him. For him, Altz given other shaloi other shalchaveri, because everything was seen as it's either mine or his, either my friends or mine. Where does Hashem come into the picture? He didn't come into the picture. And that is, of course, what Avram came to change. That it's not yours, it's not mine, it is Hashem's. Number three, b'meila is makirim as it is elikei shemayim. So therefore, they recognized Hashem's name. They knew of Hashem's name from the time of Enosh. So they recognized him as God up there. Ababoy oylam eider Avram zayikra dem reiden tzei lo yoyim makirim bay. But the people of the world, they knew that there was Hashem in the heavens, but the people on earth, they don't recognize Hashem. They don't understand Hashem. Say, Haben gemeint, as Mishaliach Chaltem, they considered it to be their own, not that Hashem has any role to play in this. And number four, Ba'aretz is Nishrogil Redden Vegem Shemayim. Since on earth, nobody talks about Hashem who lives in the heaven. That's where they saw him as living in the heaven, but everything on earth belongs either to me or to him. To you, meaning another guy. Is the Far Euch Shemay Nishgeven Rogil. Therefore, since people don't talk about somebody who lives in heaven, so therefore they didn't talk about Hashem. His name wasn't, they weren't comfortable mentioning Hashem's name. Even though they did know about Hashem's name, as we know from the Pasuk, but they cheapened it, and they didn't recognize it, but they knew of it, but it wasn't something that pertained to them. It wasn't something that they spoke of. Number five, Avram hat margil given nish nor shmoy nor euch hirgaltiv emalein al talekei oretz. And Avram came along and he made Hashem's name to be recognized here, and that the people should mention Hashem's name. And not only that he made people mention Hashem's name, but that he introduced them to the idea that Hashem is the God on earth, and that he influences everything on earth, and everything belongs to him. By yeder achila, every time somebody eats, he should know that it belongs to Hashem. Every time that they ate, first of all, he said, it all belongs to him. And he said, say something, acknowledge that Hashem, that it belongs to Hashem. In other words, that not only should you understand it, but you have to say it as well. Vav 6. Hanefesh asha osu b'choron, zogt Rashi. What does Rashi say about Hanefesh asha osu b'choron? The people that Avram brought to Hashem in Choron, as a ratzei megayeg event, that he converted them. So they also actually recognize that if they're willing to convert, that means they recognize the value of Hashem. Of an Egeya Bria, it says, given no regalta befir, those people that Taka came on board with Avram. So they, Hashem, Avram introduced them, and they understood about Hashem, not just said things about Hashem, but they understood it. But regular people, the rest of the people, it was only that they said it, Abinishma Kirim, but they didn't recognize any of it. So all of these terms that Rashi uses, and he changes the terms, are all tying into what happened before Avram, what Avram accomplished, and how much he was able to accomplish, depending with who, depending where, and so on. If you look at it again closely, you want to go through the details, you'll see that they all tie into these 6 points. Zayin. The bir bepinimis inyanim, to explain this from the perspective of Chassidus. L'cheder dafen verstehen, we have to understand. Das was Avraham hat aufgetan achshav is der gewen, as der Eibeste is eichelikei oretz. What did Avraham accomplish now? Back then, he was not the God of earth. Now, he became the God of earth. Varam elikei ha-shamayim is der chalom ha-gewen, because the God of the heaven, he was then, back then too. Even when Avraham was in Charan, he says himself, he was the God of heaven. So then why does Rashi reiterate saying that then he was the God of heaven? That's obvious, that we know, and he doesn't have to talk about that. The Chiddush, what he's really trying to say, isn't he, that he is the God of earth as well. So why does he really reiterate that back then he was only the God of heaven? Now he's the God of heaven and the God of earth. Why does he have to talk about the God of heaven for now? As he says, "Achshav hu l'kei shemayim v'l'kei ha'aretz." Now he is the God of heaven as well and earth. Avol kishkol chani v'beis avi haya l'kei shemayim v'loya l'kei ha'aretz. Then he was only the God of heaven, but not the God of earth. When Azaknish b'kitzer, he could have said it much more briefly. "Achshav hu gam l'kei ha'aretz." Now he is also the God of earth. Avol kishkol chani v'beis avi loya l'kei ha'aretz. Then he was not the God of earth. Why does he talk so much about Hashem being the God of heaven when that doesn't seem to be germane to the conversation? It's really about whether he is God of earth. Is das borer in them? So the explanation is, b'shas Avram is given b'chutz l'aretz in Charan, when Avram was in outside of Eretz Yisrael, back in Charan. Is der madrege given in an oifem von helem von der b'chines chachma? Avram's level was in a concealed state. He was sort of wrapped up in the inyan of Chachma, but not in a way that could be drawn down, whereas as he explains. Avram, therefore his name was Avram, which expresses that Av, Chachma, Ram, which is elevated, which is removed. Loshen Reimim was Vehela, meaning to say it's removed and concealed from down here. Und das ist euch der inyan von Charan. And that is also the meaning of Charan, versus Begimatria Gorain. The word Charan has the same numerical value of Gorain, which means the throat. Because Gorain is Mafsik, Dam Shocha von Seichel Amidus, as Chassidus explains, that the narrow throat, the bottleneck from the brain, the head is big. There's a lot of Chachma there, not a lot of knowledge there. The heart is in the torso, which is also wide. But what happens is that the brain, the seichel, cannot flow down smoothly into the heart because there is a bottleneck, there is a narrow passageway of the throat that doesn't allow what is there in the brain to flow down to the heart. In other words, that it becomes concealed, it becomes removed from the heart, from below. And the same also happened to what was accomplished through his avodah, through Avram's avodah. That what Avram was able to accomplish was he was able to bring additional oir, additional energy into the world of Atzilus, from higher than Atzilus. The Amshach is Abenisht Arabikun and Biyan in Elamazeh, but it couldn't come further down from Atzilus into Bri, Yetzira, Asiya, meaning into creation, and into Elamazeh. Eshnog, then, Vida Ebishtatim Gizok Lech Lacham Aretzchom Ladet Chala Oretz, only after Hashem said to him, leave your land and your birthplace and go to the land. Un Eriz Gekumen in Eretz Yisrael, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, is demol given the yeride unam shocha from helam amaychen and midas. That's when now he was able to bring that which was remained concealed in seichel, that it should be flow down into midas, bees in malchus, even into level of malchus, which is aretz. Und demol seinen euch die teises eures as Avraham at mamshri given in atzilus, arab gekommen in euch lamata bebiyan elamaze, and therefore those eures, those energies that Avram was able to bring down into Atzilus, now had the opportunity to be able to flow forth further into Biyah and even into Olam Hazeh. Vasal Pizeh's move in the Tam, Vas Nor Achshav Hu Elokei Hashemayim Velokei Haaretz. And that explains the reason why now Hashem is not only the God of heaven, but also the God of earth. Avakushlochanim Bebeis Avi. But when he took me out of there, when I was still in Choron, he remained only the God of heaven, but not the God of earth. Even though Avram was very busy in Choron of publicizing Hashem's name, he was trying to bring him into the world. But so then why was he not the God of earth? Because since Avram's level at that time was concealed within Chachma and it didn't flow further down, so therefore it had no impact on the world. As that it should come down into the world and Hashem should be recognized in the world as well. And this explains why Avram said, why Rashi says, and Avram said, and Rashi tells us that he said, then he was the God of heaven, but not the God of earth. Why does he focus on the fact that then he was the God of heaven, since that doesn't seem to be the important part of it? The answer is, because that was what Avram's Aveda was back then. He was bringing God into the heaven. He was bringing a flow of godliness into the heavens, into Atzilus. To bring this additional energies into Atzilus, not demult, is given. The only problem was, but it didn't have the opportunity to flow down further into earth. As it says, Nishnim Shagavar Nivelt. Leidem, Vetman Fashtein, Vasere had gesagt, Achsha, Huelekea Shemaim, Velekea Oretz. According to this, we understand now why he says, now, that explains what he is. So that explains why he said then he was the God of heaven. But then the question remains, when he talks about now, why is he saying now he is the God of heaven and the God of earth? The Chiddush is not anymore God of heaven. The Chiddush now is God of earth. And he's not working anymore, it would seem, to bring God into heaven. Now he seems to be working to bring God further down into earth. So why does he still reference Elokei HaShemayim? For him, Oichin Me'inyu from the Elokei HaShemayim is given a Chiddush and Achshav L'Gabi Frir. Because even in that level of Avodah, where Avram was bringing Elokus into Atzilus, which still happens now, there is a Chiddush, it's much different now than it was back in Choron. Bringing Hashem into Atzilus is different now than it was back in Choron. Tosos Avram at Achshav gepoilt as a Zolzayin Oich Elokei Oretz. How is it that Avram accomplished that Hashem should be the God of earth now? In other words, that which he brought into Atzilus should flow further down into Biyah as well. Is given, how did that happen? Mitzad demvas es is nimshur gevor un es gale gevor in der helle ma chochme was es heche von Atzilus. This happened because Avraham Avinu was able to draw down from a higher level in helle ma chochme into Atzilus, a level which is higher than Atzilus, to bring it into Atzilus. To explain, the Taisus Eidos as Avram at Friya Mamshur given in Atzilus, that which Avram was able to bring into Atzilus earlier, those additional energies which he did back in Choron, he was only able to accomplish that which was already set out within the framework of Ishtalshulus, that there is somewhat of a flow that is able to come from Helam HaChachma into Atzilus to add new Eiris to Atzilus. but it's all within the plan and the program of Hishtalshulus. B'shas abad e'vishtatim gizokt. But when Hashem told him, and therefore when Hashem tells him, it means he gives him the ability, the power to be able to do it. What did he say to him? Lech lecha me'atzcha me'ladetcha. Leave your land, a place of birth. And he said, go to Eretz Yisrael. Leave Charan and go to Eretz Yisrael. Demult is nizgali gevarendem Avram. Hashem gave him the ability to be able to reveal that Avram, that which remained concealed earlier. Turdem was in M is nimshur gevarim von helem shulamaylam is that. How was he able to reveal Avram? Because he was able to draw down from a level that is higher than that. From that level, you can even reveal Avram, that which was normally. Would normally remain concealed. As is given, the kishu v'chibu from matzul mit netzolim. What that means is that he brought together, he connected the one who created Atzilus, so to speak, and Atzilus, so that which normally originally remained removed from Atzilus, that it couldn't flow, it was concealed there, now suddenly was revealed. Now there is the ability to be able that all of that should be able to flow further down, because now we're talking about beyond Hishtalshulus. Till then, everything was within the framework of Hishtalshulus. Now that he revealed, he connected the Matzil, the source of Atzilus, with Atzilus, now there is an ability that it should be revealed as well. It's no longer limited to the parameters of Atzilus, of creation. Now it can operate and function on the level of the Creator, and therefore now it can flow further down. When Ayyidei Avedas Avram is Nimshri Gavaran Taisis Eidus Batzilus Mer V'yeses Oizgestalt Ebisheder Shalshus, and now even what Avram Avinu accomplishes within Atzilus is much more than it had what he was able to accomplish before. Even that which is happening within Atzilus, Elokei HaShemayim is on a much higher level. So in other words, that also that which Avram is accomplishing now in Elokei HaShemayim is given in a hecher neifim v'shulchanim v'esavi, is on a higher level than when he was doing it in Charan. V'adarabba, mitzad dem ilu v'esofa v'ses is given in Elokei HaShemayim is the Rash. In fact, it's because of this that is happening in Elokei HaShemayim, the higher level in which it's being revealed in Elokei HaShemayim, is the Amshochav, in the Amshochav B'yichut in Atzilus. It's only because of what's happening in Atzilus, Hatzich Durch Dem Oivgeton Dem Inyan from Elokei HaOretz. That is how you bring Elokei HaShem into the earth. Because it's happening on a higher level in Atzilus, that's why it's able to flow down into the earth. And therefore, Elokei HaShemayim is essential to this whole conversation. Because that's fundamentally changed what's happening in Shemayim, and therefore now it's able to become Elokei HaOretz. As the Helem from Atzilus, that which was concealed within Atzilus should now be able to be revealed, not only in Atzilus, but also in Biyah, and even in still, even though this is true, that there was such a big change in the difference between how Avram was able to do his Avodah back in Charan and the way he did it in Eretz Yisrael, still, Vibal Das is given Kaidim Bitla Gzeira, since this was ultimately before Hashem removed Gzeira, was Demol Tachtachtainim Yalul Lel Yenim Vel Yenim Yer Tachtainim. Which the Gzeira was, what the removal of the Gzeira means, that now we can bring together the heavens and the earth. The ones from above should be able to go down to below, and the ones from below should be able to rise up to above. That this Gzeira was removed by Matan Torah, but this was before that Gzeira was removed. Is Agam as Avedus Avram Mitzios and Choron that Sol is given the Achona some Chibur El Yenu Tachtenu Matan Teira, and although it's true that all of Avram's Aveda was what prepared the way so that ultimately through Matan Teira we should be able to have this complete merging of the upper and the lower, so it was all because of Avram's Aveda, that was the preparation. However, had the avodah of Avram nishgepoil tashinin an aliyah in mehusven in yonei elam, but since it was yet before the gzeira was taken away, and therefore Avram Avinu's avodah, even as he drew down these eiris lamata into the world, but they didn't change fundamentally the world. When the briyas shebehem, or the people in the world, as a zolzayin alakeya aritz and anefen fanakara, and therefore the people of the world did not yet fully recognize Hashem. All he was able to accomplish was that the people should at least be familiar with the word of the name of Hashem. They can talk about Hashem, but to recognize Hashem, that took matan Torah of the removal of the separation between Elyon and Tachtonim, and then there was a full recognition of Hashem as well.